Morning, sweetie. How did you sleep? Oh, shh, just relax, baby. We both had one crazy night. Oh, last night was absolutely amazing. You looked so beautiful and I have never been happier in my entire life. Aren't you glad I talked you into going to Vegas this weekend? Oh. You don't remember what happened? Well, I guess that should be expected. You were really hammered, after all. Okay, well, you see, you got really wasted at the club during our girls' night out. The rest of the group wanted to ditch you, but I decided to be a good friend and stay by your side. You were acting really crazy last night, but I kept you in line. Trust me, we both had a lot of fun. Oh, right. Yeah, you're probably wondering about the handcuffs and why we're both wearing wedding dresses. Well, funny story. Last night, on the way back to the hotel, we passed by one of those 24-hour chapels. One thing led to another and, surprise, we're married. What do you mean, am I joking? Why would I joke about something like this? Look, I even have photos. Look at my phone. See, here's you walking down the aisle and here we are at the altar and... Oh, look, here I am kissing the bride. God, you look so beautiful and the ceremony was just perfect. Oh, I hope you don't mind, but I posted a few of these to Facebook while you were sleeping. I knew you would freak out like this. This is why I handcuffed your wrists to the headboard. What do you mean, what was I thinking? I thought you would be happy. Why do you think I went through all this trouble in the first place? I did this all for you. What do I mean? Well, promise you won't be mad? See, you didn't really drink too much last night. I kind of put something in your drink to loosen you up a little. I figured if you were a little relaxed, you would finally come to your senses and admit your feelings for me, and then the two of us could be together. What am I talking about? Look, the truth is... I love you, baby. I've always loved you. I've wanted you for so long, and I know that deep down, you love me too. So I planned this whole girls' night out in Vegas with the goal of getting the two of us alone together to get you a little tipsy so I could finally have you all to myself. Well, yeah, sweetie, of course I married you. You didn't expect me to fuck you before marriage, did you? That would have been insane. What was that? You... Huh? I am insane. I am not insane! Do you hear me? I am in love! I am in love with you, and I know that you love me back. Why don't you just admit it? I see the way you look at me. Huh? Whenever we go clubbing, you're always checking me out. I know you want me just as badly as I want your huge tits, tight waist, and your wonderful curvy ass. No. Shut up. No, I'm going to prove that you want me. Spread your legs. Don't try to fight me. You're my wife now. I can do whatever I want to you now. And right now, I want to taste your dripping cunt. I said spread your legs. Spread your legs. So good. Oh God. I've been wanting to taste your pussy for years. Oh, and now I finally have it all for myself. Stop resisting. You know you want this. Just, you know, lie back and enjoy it. You should be happy that I'm willing to do this for you. You can scream no until your voice is hoarse, but I can feel your body quivering beneath me, okay? I can feel your orgasm building. You can't hold on forever. Pretty soon, I'm going to push you over the edge. And then you'll finally be mine. Oh, yeah. Hey. What's the matter, sweetie? Huh? You about to lose control? Huh? I thought you didn't like me. If that's the case, then why are you moaning and bucking your crotch into my face? Huh? Why don't you just admit it? You're nothing but a little lazy slut, grinding and panting as I eat you out. Just let go. No. I am not going to let you come until you admit it. Admit that you want me. Admit that you need me. Admit that you have always loved me and you want to be my wife. Yes, that's it. Confess. Oh, I'm so happy you finally admitted it. I knew you always loved me. I can't believe you forced me to do all of that just to get you to say it, you big tease. You know, I should be mad at you for making me work so hard to get you to confess, but right now, I'm so happy. I'm going to give you something special, okay? Let me just pull up my slip and there we go. What do you mean? What is it? What does it look like? Oh, it's a cock, of course. Well, to be fair, it's a strap-on. Do you like it? I picked it out especially for you so that we could, you know, consummate our marriage. It's even double-ended, so I can feel it inside me while I'm fucking you. Yes, I've been wearing it the entire time, and let me tell you, having this big, hard piece of plastic in me while I was licking your pussy has made me horny as fuck. I can't wait to slide the other end of this dildo inside you and finally claim you as mine. Oh, don't cry, baby. I know you're just as happy as I am. I love you. Oh, yes, fuck. That's it, finally. Fuck, I feel so good. I've waited for this moment for so long. Finally, after all these years, you are mine. I own you. I fucking own your cunt. Can you feel that? Can you feel me fucking you? Can you feel my love for you pounding deep inside your dripping cunt? Yeah. Look into my eyes, baby. Huh? Look at me. Aren't you glad I married you? Huh? Aren't you happy? Isn't this what you always wanted? Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so happy. I'm gonna come, baby. I am going to come. Are you coming too? Oh, yeah. Come for me. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Come for your wife as she fucks your pussy with a huge strap-on dildo. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Wanted me. And now that we're married, you finally have me. I belong to you, and you belong to me. And only me. Forever. Don't forget it, baby. You're mine now. Forever.